which turned me on. It was a combination between something that was very cinematographic and something that was, at the same time, really visual. The video was directed by Sanji Sinaka. What makes that video really interesting, and that was really the vision of Sanji, is a futuristic video taking place in the past. There's a lot of post-production work on that video. So it was also a little bit like the first time that I was acting, you know, like I was like super nervous, and what you see me doing right now, like it's totally abstract because I'm actually touching stuff that was added later on. So it was really difficult. Nicki Minaj is like one of a kind, and she's so incredible when she's in front of a camera. Look at this is so crazy. Like, they scanned her face, and my face too, by the way, her body, and then, you know, that's how we did that. And it just looks amazing. So crazy. Like, all of this is post-production, obviously. I'm a kind of crazy scientist that, you know, can give life to robots in the same way that I would, like, you know, create emotion by using sounds and putting them together. So all those robots are getting jealous of Nicki Minaj that was a robot, but she came alive thanks to me. it's a little bit of an ego trip. I was really, really impressed by how amazing she was. I was first impressed by her in the studio and then again on set. Obviously, this is a body double. and the idea here was to make my skin look like a microphone, which is a really cool idea, I thought. Don't let me die young. I just want you to father my young. I just want you to be my doctor. We gotta get a crack and chiropractor. That scene with the horse, that was so funny. It was the end of the shoot, and when they asked Nicki Minaj to go on the horse, oh my God, she was so scared. The horse was huge, and I understand, like, it was a big deal. But she did it. She did it. It's funny because most of the time artists are calling me, but I was really the one chasing her, and I was like really obsessed. She was really big in the urban community in America, but not as much known in Europe. And I wanted to have her singing, because before she was really known as a rapper, but like no one heard her potential as a singer. And that was the challenge of that record. I think it was the first time that there was a full song almost with no rapping that was performed by her, and she killed it.